This time last year, most of us were under pandemic restrictions, unable to be with family and friends to celebrate this American holiday. And the 12 months since have been tumultuous. Millions of Americans lost family and loved ones to COVID-19, and that loss has defined this year for so many. We've also experienced a renewed racial reckoning following the shooting death of Breonna Taylor in March of 2020 and the murder of George Floyd in May of last year. And then there was the 2020 election, the false claims of vote rigging, and the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. And so, on this holiday, we're asking Here and Now listeners to reflect on the past year and what it is to be American in 2021.
My name is Drew Baker. I'm 45 years old. I am an attorney. My family is from the United States. You know, we were slaves. So the only country I know in terms of knowing well is this country. I don't have any other reference point. I feel like now is a backward in time moment. I feel like we're moving backward in terms of some of these voter suppressing laws, which are being passed, and just how we are moving through the country with different mindsets, depending on what media outlet we watch or listen to. So, you know, that concerns me in terms of how I feel about being an American right now. I feel like my being a happy American is at risk.
My name is Mike Ahern. I live in Blacklick, Ohio. I'm 52 years old. I'm retired. And the past year has really brought me to think deeper about the history of our country and what the ideals of our country really represent. It was a call to action for me as an individual to support fellow Americans who haven't benefited nearly in the ways that maybe someone like myself has in the past. And so it's important for me as an individual to support my country by continuing to try to uphold those ideals. I think of myself over this past year as beginning to wrap myself in the ideals of the country and not the flag itself.
My name is Penny Maliska. I'm 59 years old. I'm from a small town in north central Massachusetts. It's called Winchendon. In the past year, the pandemic has caused me to think about being an American by combining what it means to be a parent to kids that I love and doing the right thing and doing the best thing can sometimes be the hardest thing. And I guess we all just had to get used to that. I know it's easier for some people than others. And I think a lot of people just feel a sense of relief that we can go back to caring about people that we care about in more usual ways. And that feels good.
My name is Dingane Mtetwa. I am 55 years old. I'm a school teacher. I'm thinking about the people that are in this country that are all fighting to be included. If we love this country, I feel like all these people, like we have a chance to include all these people. So seeing what has been happening, especially last year or these past few years, have really made me to think about who do we want to be? There's a lot that we are not owning, things that have happened in this country, especially the past. And I feel like we're trying to move forward without owning the past.
My name is Alexandra Cole, and I live in Ridgewood, New York. So patriotism, or being patriotic, has never been something that I've really identified with. In large part, it was never so much that I didn't appreciate or don't appreciate certain parts of living in America, but I was and am still very skeptical of this idea of America being such a great country. And so patriotism has really come to mean to me a way that people put a positive spin on choices that are actually just really racist, xenophobic, or harmful to other marginalized groups in America. And it's a way for them to avoid looking at our country's past in a critical manner. And it just never sits well with me to choose the abstract country over the people who actually live in it.
My name is Brandon Smith. I am a 46-year-old from Cleveland, Ohio. I am a public affairs specialist for a federal government agency. For the past year, the pandemic and everything that's been related to it has made me think about being American from the perspective of you can love something, you can love a country, but you can still want it to be better. America isn't a finished product yet. I think patriotism is more than just arbitrarily wearing a certain logo on your shirt or having flags in your yard. It's really about loving what the country is and still wanting and striving it for it to be better. This is like with my children. I love my children unconditionally, but I don't always agree with everything they do, and I still want them to strive to be better people. And it's the same thing with America. You can love it, but you still want to see it be better. You still want it to be more equitable and more fair for all of its citizens and non-citizens.
We heard from listeners Drew Baker, Mike Ahern, Penny Maliska, Jinga Nemchechwa, Alexandra Cole, and Brandon Smith. And you can share your thoughts about what it is to be an American at hereandnow.org.